Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Shedding the Shoulds by Catherine Parisio. This story is read for the author by Diana Neuenkirchner.
When his hand reached over and settled on my thigh, I knew what I should do. I should forcefully remove his hand and confidently stomp out the door. When his gaze caught mine, and an impish grin crept across his face, I knew what I should feel. I should feel offended, indignant, violated. But I felt none of those things. Instead, the pace of my heart doubled. I felt the heat rising in my body, the all-encompassing awareness of him. The sweat glands in my armpits swelled to bursting, and I'm sure my freckled face flushed crimson. Outwardly, I kept my cool, as I imagined a 20-year-old adult would. I held his gaze for a beat, gave him my own knowing smile, and flirtatiously placed his hand back in his lap. Dr. R., we have work to do. I returned to the computer screen, though precisely categorizing pigeon behavior no longer held my attention. I felt his touch again. Has anyone ever told you you have great legs? Pleased with my choice of skin-tight leggings, I flashed another smile his way, while my brain furiously raced through my options. Do I follow the dictates of my conservative Catholic upbringing and shut this down? Or do I heed the message coursing through my body, screaming for me to take the risk? Dr. R. had been on my radar ever since I developed a giant-sized co-ed crush on him for my sophomore year. The unconventional motorcycle-riding, leather-jacket-wearing professor with a Ph.D. from Harvard conducted his classes with a charisma and energy not commonly found on university grounds. Although we had never spoken a word, I was hooked. When that term ended, I tried to banish him from my mind. That kind of romance was the stuff of movies, not real life. The following year, I needed an advisor. I was reluctant to ask Dr. R., worried my crush would only be distracting. However, as the head of the department of my chosen specialty, he was the natural choice. That's how I found myself working alone in a windowless, closet-sized office with Dr. R. at my side, a year's worth of unrealized desire silencing the little voice telling me what I should do. I let his hand stay. He suggested dinner. We sped toward the coast on his motorcycle, my body wrapped behind his, arms enveloping his waist. The feel of the air on my face, coupled with the reality of him in my arms, filled me with giddy bliss. I was relieved the restaurant was deserted. The specter of should lingering on the edge of my mind. Although the university was a big one and we were both adults, the taboos surrounding professors and students wasn't lost on me. Despite the differences between us, our conversation flowed easily. While we waited for the check, Dr. R. swung himself around the table and scooched close, draping an arm around me. I pushed away any thoughts about what I should feel and do. I wanted this. I felt viscerally, intensely alive. As we zipped back to campus, I pressed my body close to his. Taboos be damned. Why should society dictate what I should and shouldn't do? After returning the helmets to his office, I started immediately for the door, nervous about the impending goodbye. But Dr. R. caught my hand and pulled me close. His intense gaze both thrilled and unnerved me. He leaned in and delivered a gentle yet intoxicating kiss that left me wanting more. I put up a restraining hand. I was still figuring out my boundaries, and I wanted to make sure Dr. R. would respect those, which he did. The next day, I couldn't focus on my schoolwork, as the details of the night replayed in my mind. I didn't know where this was going, but I wanted to find out. With the term ending, I needed some feedback on my final paper. Dr. R. and I arranged a time to meet. His house, 9 o'clock, Tuesday night. I didn't consciously consider the implications, but as I shaved my legs, curled my hair, and selected a flattering outfit for our meeting, I couldn't claim to be unaware of the possibilities. Standing at his front door that night, my whole body lit up. Before I knocked, the shoulds crept back. I should go home. I should reschedule during office hours. But what was wrong with listening to my heart, my desires? I made a decision that night, a resolution that became a pivotal conviction throughout my life. What I should do is follow my own path, do what is right for me. I knocked and stepped inside. I knew I might be setting myself up for embarrassment, heartbreak, or disappointment, but I was okay with that. I was seizing the moment, and no matter what happened, this story would be mine.
Copyright 2024, Catherine Parisio. Catherine Parisio is a freelance editor, relentless writer, and international school teacher currently living and working in Calama, Chile. The college student with the courage to take a risk and pursue an unconventional relationship became a woman living in a somewhat uncommon life as an international school teacher, seizing opportunities to experience all that life has to offer. Catherine believes the pivotal moments of life provide insight into the core values that shape us. Writing and sharing these stories is an intimate act that reveals our humanity. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.